Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God, the Holy Spirit, has caused our text that we consider this day to have been recorded for us in St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8. And there we read, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." So far the text, and we pray. These are your words. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You may be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, will you get good grades in your classes this semester? Is it certain that you'll do that? Well, no, of course. It's not certain, is it? Depends, right? Depends on a lot of different factors. How much work and effort you put in, or how difficult your classes are, how big your credit load is. There's a lot of variables, aren't there? How about this? Is it certain that you will meet the love of your life here, that you would like to marry one day? There's a decent probability of that happening. Bethany does have a fairly good track record for being a place where you can meet a godly Christian spouse, but it's not a certain thing, is it? A lot of varying factors. You know, you maybe actually have to talk to the members of the opposite sex, and depends on them. They might have to actually like you in return, right? How about, will you get a good job after you graduate or get into that grad program that you really want to get into? Once again, possible, but not certain, right? Friends, there are a lot of uncertain things in this life. But God wants you and me to be 100% certain of this one thing, that your salvation is 100% certain through faith in Jesus Christ. In the midst of all the variables of this life, God is for us through Jesus Christ, his Son, and he's working all things for our good. St. Paul asks, if God is for us, who can be against us? The answer is no one. You know, nothing. No one can actually ever be against us when God is for us, because nothing can challenge or oppose God. He's God. And if we are right with God, well, then nothing else matters. And Paul gives us the reason why, too, how it is that we are right with God and why God is for us rather than against us. He writes, "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all on the cross, how will he not also with him freely give us all things?" God certainly could have chosen to be against us, couldn't he? He had every just right to condemn us and send us to hell on account of our many sins, but he didn't. Instead, he chose to lay all of the guilt of our sins upon his Son, Jesus Christ, who willingly accepted the payment for every one of those sins for us. On the cross, in great agony, Jesus cried out, "It is finished." Jesus finished the work of your salvation and mine. He paid the price in full for every sin, for every person. No one is excluded. Jesus did not only partially accomplish our salvation so that, you know, we have to like meet him halfway. No, he fully accomplished our salvation for us. He is at peace with us through his son, Jesus. And more than that, God now views us as his holy elect saints, as his own dear children whom he loves. And as God's beloved sons and daughters, you and I stand to inherit the kingdom of heaven one day, eternal life by faith in Jesus. This chapter that we're reading from, Romans chapter 8, is probably one of the most profound and comforting chapters in the whole Bible. And if you haven't read the whole chapter, I highly encourage you to go back to your dorm today and read it sometime on your own. We might call what Paul presents here a kind of theology of everything. Everything depends on Jesus, and therefore everything is going to be okay for you and me in this life as well as in eternity. Whatever variables we face in this life, they don't ultimately matter as long as we have faith in Jesus. Having faith in Jesus as your Savior, friends, having faith in what he accomplished for you is everything. It's the only thing that matters at the end of the day. So you've sinned. Know that he forgives you. So you fail. You mess up. Fear not. God forgives you because Jesus never once failed. He never once messed up. He lived a perfect, holy life for you and me. So maybe you don't get that dream job you hoped for. Oh well. God still loves you and has a plan for your life. So maybe people don't like you. Who cares what other people think? In Jesus, God thinks well of you, and that's all that matters. He's the only one who really matters. So you get terribly ill. Do not fear. God is not going to let illness have the last say because he always gets the last say. So maybe you feel like a sheep led to the slaughter. But it's not true, because Jesus, the Lamb of God, was slaughtered for you so that you would never have to be slaughtered and punished for your sins. So you die. You know, that's the worst thing that could happen to you in this life, right? Something, someone, some disease, old age kills you. But oh well, even then, everything is going to be all right. Even as your body is lowered into the grave, you can be confident that you have Jesus, who is for you, who is the resurrection and the life, who is with you, and who has promised to raise your body from the grave, to be perfect and whole and immortal, just like his body was when it walked out of the grave on Easter morning. Eternal life is yours. Friends, there are many challenges, many unknowns in this life, many uncertainties, but one thing is certain: salvation in Jesus Christ. Through Jesus, you and I become more than conquerors, says Paul. More than conquerors through Jesus, because we defy enemies that no earthly mortal champion could defy: the devil, death, and hell. Yes, you and I can defy the devil because Jesus has taken away our sins. What could he possibly throw at us? Sin is the only weapon that he can use against us, but we have forgiveness for all of our sins through faith in Jesus. So the devil can't stand against us. We defy death with Jesus. We will trample right over death and waltz right into eternal life with our Lord who loves us. And hell, which once threatened to swallow the whole human race, is now emptied of its power, for all of us who believe in Jesus have been rescued from that terrible fiery judgment. Yes, Jesus has done everything to save us. We have been given faith to believe in Jesus by the Holy Spirit. So let us never throw away this gift of faith in Jesus. But may we always remain humbly with Jesus in faith. Let us hold on to the certain salvation that we have in Jesus as we hear his word and receive his sacrament. For then nothing, not even hell itself, will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Salvation is certain in Jesus Christ. Faith trusts this certain promise. Rest in the certain and eternal truth of the gospel, friends. Your sins are forgiven. You are one of God's chosen and elect saints, made holy and belonging to Jesus. Eternal life is yours. And one day in heaven, we won't even remember the uncertainties of this life. The things we worried about here, we'll just laugh together about them. We'll be forever with the Lord in his kingdom. Thanks be to Jesus, the one who accomplished our certain salvation for us. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And let us pray. We beseech you, Almighty God, look upon the desires of your humble servants and stretch forth the right hand of your majesty to be our defense against all our enemies. We ask this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. We sing the hymn. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.